Knowledge Products presents The United States at War, narrated by George C. Scott. This is the War of 1812.
On the 1st of June, 1812, President James Madison sent a dryly worded message to Congress.
We behold on the side of Great Britain a state of war against the United States, and on the side of the United States a state of peace toward Great Britain. Whether the United States shall continue passive under these progressive usurpations and these accumulating wrongs, or, opposing force to force in the defense of their national rights, shall commit a just cause into the hands of the Almighty Disposer of events, preserving a constant readiness to concur in an honorable re-establishment of peace and friendship, is a solemn question, which the Constitution wisely confides to the legislative department of the government. In recommending it to their early deliberations, I am happy in the assurance that the decision will be worthy the enlightened and patriotic counsels of a virtuous, a free, and a powerful nation.
From this message sprang the War of 1812 between the United States and Great Britain. No other war in U.S. history is as rife with paradox and irony. The War of 1812 gave Americans their national anthem and the oft-immortalized Battle of New Orleans. Some patriots have glorified the War of 1812 as the second war for American independence. Yet the war's causes are complex, confusing, and controversial.